As promised, I said yesterday that I would ask you today about that billion-dollar plan to deal with nurse staffing crisis. We're short apparently 4,300 nurses. One of the problems the nurses' union says is the forced overtime. Do you think this is going to do anything to solve the problem or help?
No.
Okay.
But I will say that I'm really happy that people are finally coming to the realization that the healthcare system doesn't work without people, that people are essential. You don't need machines. You don't need fancy tools. What you need is people. And our nurses, respiratory inhalation therapists, perfusionists, housekeeping, unit coordinators, registration clerks, they're all essential to how the system works. But what the government has shown is exactly why you can't let government be directly involved with healthcare planning. Why? I think the nurses deserve more than they're getting, and I'm grateful for the fact that their importance is being recognized, as well as the other components of the system, and they're going to be receiving more money. Not a problem. I think it's great that they're being recognized for all the unnecessary administrative work, and attempt is going to be made to lift that off their shoulders. But look at what they're planning to do. They're going to give them some money. What happens in 2 years? Are they training new nurses? Are they training nurse practitioners? Are they training more respiratory or inhalation therapists? Are they training any of these people where there are huge gaps in our healthcare system? No, and they're not putting more money into training these people. Why? Because it's a government. They don't care about 5 years from now. They care about the next election. And so they can turn around and say, look, we threw all this money at improving health care. But the reality is, unless you have a long-term plan, which includes training, reorganizing the health care system so you make use of other people with other skills to take some of the administrative and other things off their shoulders, taking away the forced overtime, making their life more reasonable, as you would expect with any job in any part of our economy. So I think it just highlights, it throws a spotlight on the short-sightedness of our government and its inability to tackle a problem looking at long-term as well as short-term solutions. This will get us, I hope, through the next month or two, but think about it realistically. Anybody sitting out there, you don't have to be me, any of you sitting out there, do you really think this will make a difference a few years down the line? And so I'm very discouraged by their lack of a real plan. I'm very grateful for the fact that they're recognizing how important these people are to our healthcare system and how essential they are to keep it going strong.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering something. This is completely off topic. It's more back on wearing masks.
Sure.
Is it possible that you can get a rash from wearing a mask?
Oh, yeah,
they call
it
irritation?
Acne.
Yeah.
Mask acne, without question. What happens is the humidity gets trapped against your skin, plus you have the irritation. So I've seen it amongst my colleagues. This is a major complaint from a lot of people, that they're getting local skin irritations and a worsening of their acne, to the point where some haven't even seen acne since they were adolescents, and it's
right.
back.
And it's back.
Certainly, good care of your skin is important. You have to be gentle to your skin, which you would normally do to avoid it. Frequent changing of your mask when it gets humid, or the type of mask from time to time, so you're irritating or rubbing or against different parts of your skin. But yeah, it's of all the things that people have complained about with mask wearing, the only two things that have any validity are, one, it can make the act of breathing more difficult. It does, without question. And two, it can increase the risk of things like local skin irritations and acne. All the other things that you've heard about masks, you know, retaining carbon dioxide and making you sleepy, making you more likely to breathe in your own germs, and therefore increasing the risk that you might get sick, dropping your oxygen concentrations, all these things are falsehoods, not true. But you hit on one of the only things, as you often do,
okay.
You hit on one of the only things that is a real concern to wearing a mask.